This is VOA News via remote. I'm Melissa Melton. Two Chinese nationals working with Chinese security services have been charged with hacking hundreds of entities around the world, including U.S. biotech companies developing COVID-19 vaccines. That's according to a U.S. indictment unveiled on Tuesday in the Eastern District of Washington State. Li Xiaoyu, 34, and Dong Jiazi, 33, were charged in an 11-count indictment unsealed in the Eastern District of Washington. This marks the first time the U.S. prosecutors have indicted Chinese hackers for what they termed the blended threat of working for the Chinese state while also targeting victims for personal gain. The indictment says Dong researched victims while Li hacked networks and stole information. The indictment alleges that the pair were aided by intelligence officers at China's Ministry of State Security, an agency previously implicated in economic espionage. The indictment says in addition to attacking businesses, the hackers infiltrated the online accounts of Chinese dissidents, clergy, and rights activists and provided their personal information to the Chinese government. The two are still at large. Former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir went on trial in Khartoum on Tuesday for staging the coup that brought him to power in 1989. The former president, who was ousted from power by the military in April 2019 after mass protests across the country, faces the death penalty if he's convicted. Tuesday's hearing was adjourned before witnesses were called in order to accommodate suspects, their lawyers, and family members of defendants in a larger courtroom during COVID-19 social distancing procedures. That's according to one of Bashir's defense lawyers. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.